Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This bonus Nate Collins edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Nate Collins. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner of picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
Vegas, baby, Vegas. We're here. We made it. We survived the trip. We've survived the dryness for the first time ever. We unlocked the pro move of all pro moves in Vegas. We got a humidifier.
We got the humidifier up to the room, ready to go hard. And joining us for this very special bonus podcast, former defensive tackle and current co-host of the Greenlight Podcast, of course, a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network, Nate Collins. Nate, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
And, oh yeah, of course. How's your Vegas trip going so far?
It's awesome. This is only my second time to Vegas, and hearing you guys brought a humidifier. It sounds like a vet move because Chris was laughing on the flight here at me because I was lathering up oil on the flight before we landed because I was like, I already feel my skin just getting dry. Oh.
Yeah, no, the desert will just suck any sort of moisture out of you. Humidifiers, it's a veteran pro move. You just call down to the any hotel has it. It's really surprising. And then once you get in the room, you're like, how did I ever live without this?
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. Vet move. I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah, see?
Now, while we were waiting to hop in the studio here, one of the green light producers, we'll go nameless, he said, you have to ask Nate what he was doing this morning. So, Nate, you're here in Las Vegas. It's only your second time in Las Vegas. What are you getting into?
So, I had to get up early and check out Las Vegas's Goodwill.
Wait, why?
I do eBay reselling and thrifting. So I had to check out and see what Las Vegas had to offer. And the Goodwill's always a place where you never know what's gonna be in there. So it was a good time. But this Goodwill is very big, so I was intimidated. I was getting pushed around. A lot of people.
Wow, that must be. I mean, you're no small guy. Obviously, you played defensive tackle in the NFL. Who are these people that are boxing you out at the Las Vegas Goodwill?
Other people that are like, that are thirsty for deals. They're all in there looking for the real deals, and Goodwill always has them, man. So you see people in there all looking for different type of stuff. You can find anything and everything in there. So it was a good time, though. I found some good stuff.
I love the metaphorical significance of you going to Goodwill to find that diamond in the rough, to find that 10-team parlay that's going to pay out. Building that, I love where we're going with this.
What's like a hot item? I heard something about butterfly nets. What were you getting?
So today the hot item was it's a bird feeder.
A bird feeder.
It's a bird feeder that sells for about $17, and I got them at 70 cents a pop.
Wow.
And I got 40 of them. So hopefully, hopefully it'll be a good snag.
I'm crunching the numbers. That's like a five teamer, right?
No, yeah.
That you hit a five teamer without even placing a bet.
Well, now I thought the best deal in town was the $1,000 risk free bet over at winbet.com or the Win Betting app. Available in plenty of states, more states on the way. You can also bet $1 to win $100 on any sport. I thought that was the best deal in town, but this this bird feeder flip operation you got going on.
And I appreciate it because now I'm going to bring back some serious credit with my daughter who is really like the teenagers are into Goodwill right now. So I'm going to bring up this Vegas Goodwill. So maybe, maybe a family trip next time.
Now, are you going, are you and Chris, are you guys hitting up the game?
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to the game tomorrow. I'm excited to see Allegiant Stadium, see the atmosphere. Watching it on TV, it always looks
electric. it looks awesome. I'm super excited to check it out. I know the Wynn has like a club there on the floor of the stadium. Are you guys going to be checking that out?
I'm trying to check everything out. I'm trying to check.
Well, that's why I'm buttering you up to maybe get on that list that you're on.
Yeah. I'm hoping I'm on the list, but for sure, I'm trying to venture into everything.
That's
as a non, I don't have a horse in this race. It does seem like the Raiders fans and the Eagles fans share a kinship of just hatred and yes. just rage. And watching the Eagles fans invade Vegas almost like a virus and just hearing that go birds, go bird. The atmosphere is going to be electric.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been walking around, obviously got to rep the birds, wearing my Eagles hat, Eagles shirt. And I like, it's been like 20, 30 times I've gotten to go birds. And I can tell even some of the guys doing it are almost kind of tired because you can't walk around without running into someone that's rocking some Eagles gear. So it'll be interesting to see and hear how it sounds in Allegiant Stadium. But I imagine the Eagles score a touchdown and, you know, God willing, Nick Sirianni pulls his head out of his ass and starts running the ball a little bit. Maybe we will get some touchdowns. I think it could go nuts.
No,
do you have a play on the game?
I think that I usually go against Chris. So I know that's not a good take for you guys.
Oh, that's a great take. Is he a mush?
But I like to poke at Chris. So I like to go against him. But I actually have the Eagles in a few parlays
this week
to win. So
what kind of juicy parlays are you sitting on? I have a one that's looking pretty good. But UCLA is going to kill it. They were up 14-0. It's just falling apart. But what do you got going parlay wise for the NFL tomorrow?
Yeah. So last minute, I didn't realize on the flight here, they were telling me like, hey, guy, like get your bets in because once you get to Vegas, like your app's not going to work.
Yeah. My dad, who's in the studio hanging out, had the similar issue. He's
like, oh, man.
It's like, I gotta walk up.
I've never did real sports betting. So I think tomorrow morning, I'm going to try to go in there, fill some circles out and do it live just so
there's nothing better than pencil on paper, just staring at it like you're studying some sort of pre-exam material and you're like, this is the 15
team. And it's funny because I've seen people do that before and I just was like, I would not want to be stressed just sitting there circling and then erasing and circling again. But I think I'm going to try it. But the app definitely makes it easier.
The app's great, but it is an old school feeling where you actually have the physical ticket then, you know, you can rip it up. Like I wish they would come out with a feature in the app where you could physically rip something.
But my thing is, I don't know if you bet physically, can you do the cash out? Cause that's what I love about the app. The cash out feature. I'm a big fan of the cash out feature. I'm scared when I see that money, you dangling in front of me. If it's double what I bet, I'm almost all the time inclined to be like, hey, look, that's a win.
Yeah. Take the
Nate, we should bring it up because it's a little bit of a brand motto, but we like to let it ride here. Yes. And so what we would advise you as our new client is, you know what? Scared money don't make money.
No, for sure. But my graveyard of bets would say different. Definitely say different.
Well, let's hear one of those parlays you got.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow, I actually have a 12-team parlay.
Oh,
welcome to the family, Nate.
Nate, we have a phrase called hashtag DGens only, and we just found the newest member, 12-teamer. Let's go. What do you got?
12-teamer, and it's $5 for a potential $1,159 payout.
Nice.
And I have the Ravens money line, Kansas City money line, Atlanta money line, Green Bay Packers money line, the New England Patriots money line. I have the Carolina Panthers money line, Los Angeles Rams money line, Philadelphia Eagles money line.
Go Birds.
Arizona Cardinals money line, Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line, Indianapolis Colts money line, and then the Seattle Seahawks money line.
Love it.
As our friend Bill Raftery says,
onions.
Look, it's going to be unfortunate when like the Texans beat the Cardinals and that's the reason you missed out on this beautiful, beautiful parlay.
Well, it's funny because we were talking to one of the marketing guys behind WinBet, and he's like, he was talking about the action coming in, and he goes, yeah, no one's betting Arizona money line. And then Nate must be the one Arizona guy throwing the Arizona money line parlay.
Got to sweeten that parlay. Got to throw that extra game in that you just know, feel like it's going to be an extra win. Can't let it go.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you're out in Vegas, another pro tip, don't try and put your bets in. If you're actually going to go up to the counter, don't try and do it like 9 a.m. before the 10 o'clock games, because those lines get crazy. Again, that's why if you're in a state with an app, that's the way to go. But if you're doing it physically in Vegas, like night before, go in towards the end of the shift.
Sean is selling. He will not bet on apps because he can only, like, he gets, part of the rush ticket for him is losing bets and ripping the ticket up. Yes. So it becomes this thing where we have to go find a sports book for Sean to make his bets so he can physically walk around with the tickets and look at them every couple minutes.
Well, and then I have a whole thing where losing tickets, they can't be touching potentially winning tickets because the bad mojo kind of transfers over. Do you have any, as a former player, now as a active gambler, do you have any superstitious stuff you do in sports?
I think for gambling for me, because I just got into it, and to stress myself out, it sucks. So I usually just say, like, if I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to pick it. And then just let it ride. And for me, and for any beginner, like, bettors, just bet small. That's why I like the app, too. You can bet small, make some crazy bets, hopefully try to get some big payouts, and see what happens.
Yeah. No, I like it. I mean, that's what's so fun.
Just the taste,
$5, $10 gives you a little, and maybe it's a game you don't normally watch, but then you turn into a three-team parlay, and all of a sudden you're sweating something out, and you're feeling alive. You feel like you're in Las Vegas.
Next thing you're betting Korean baseball.
And then that wheel. I've done that. No, it's not even Korean baseball. It's tennis somewhere.
But if you have to Google the country, you don't know where it's at, then you know. You're going pretty deep. I saw on Twitter, this is kind of random, you recently purchased rollerblades as well?
Yes.
So getting back into the rollerblade life, huh?
No, that's for reselling.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Those are a hot item.
You're looking
item
to flip them.
Yeah, those are a hot item. Got them for about $8 and should sell them for about 40, 50 bucks.
Dude, the 80s are back all the way.
Yeah, they are. It's funny just to see how trends kind of come back, and going into these Goodwills, just seeing the stuff that's there and that's getting cleaned out of people's houses or wherever it's happening. It's funny just to see like how style like is coming back and like
full
back
circle
around. Yep.
Just taking a quick break to tell you about PropSwap.com, where America goes to buy and sell real sports bets. Again, the MLB playoffs are in full swing, and PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures. Head over to PropSwap.com and use that promo code SGP to double your first deposit up to $500. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell real shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's like WinBet and DraftKings had a baby. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the action. We now have our own Prediction Strike Slack channel where you can meet up with your fellow D-Gen stock traders. It's a lot of fun. Highly recommend it. Just go to PredictionStrike.com. And if you use that promo code SGP, get a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. That's PredictionStrike.com, promo code SGP. And now back to the action.
Yeah, so UVA, graduated UVA, got picked up by the Giants, right? Undrafted rookie.
Yep.
And then
I was there on their practice squad for a half a season before they won the Super Bowl with Eli and Victor Cruz. And I got picked up by Jacksonville. And so I was in Jacksonville for a few years. And I played for Del Rio and Mel Tucker down there. And then I was in Chicago for Lovie Smith 1 year, and then Mark Trestman for the other year.
Yeah. And then I went the former CFL coach. And then I saw you played in the CFL.
Yeah, and then I actually, after I tore my ACL, I went up to Winnipeg for a year, like a year and a half.
How was that? How was that? How were the fans in Winnipeg compared to like Chicago Bears fans?
I tell everyone it was fun. It's like, you just got to think about it like this. It's not the NFL, but it's their pro league. So like you're still treated like a pro athlete. You can go out there, and if you're doing the right stuff, you can market yourself the right way. They have real good fan bases. But later on in the season, it gets fucking cold.
Yeah. Winnipeg in December, that doesn't sound too fun.
It gets cold. And what shocked me is around right now, like this time, October, the sun is going down around 4:30.
Oh my God.
It's just something to get used to. But when you get out there in the summer, the sun's not going down until 10:30. So
yeah, that's a trip when you get up there.
It's an even trade-off.
So now how'd you get into, obviously you're buddies with Chris Long, you're on the Greenlight podcast, of course, a part of Blue Wire here. How did you get hooked up with Chris and getting on his show? What was that like?
So Chris, I was already retired and done with football, and I live in Charlottesville, and Chris, when he was done, he was telling me, he was like, hey dude, I think I'm going to start like my own like media company. I'm going to do this podcast, and down the road, like I don't know when, but he's like, I might have a spot for you, like, and I would love for you to join. And it was something where I told him, I was like, bro, whenever you need me, just let me know. Like, I'm in town. Like, I know, like, you probably have stuff set. But, hey, if anyone ever cancels last minute, I'm here. And it's something where that happened. And I'm here now. So just trying
availability,
to.
Availability, man.
Yeah, just trying to
next
take,
man up mentality.
Exactly.
You just practice squad guy, fought your way onto the roster, and now on the come up. That's awesome. And,
that's it.
Yeah, no, that really, that is that old classic showbiz adage of just like, most of it is just showing up, honestly. Like everything else you can kind of figure out, but be there, shake some hands, and, you know, just be ready to start podcasting. What is, what have you enjoyed most about your time on Greenwire? Greenlight.
Greenlight.
A lot of lights and wires.
Honestly, it's podcasting with my friend. Like, me and Chris were good friends, and to be able to shoot the shit and talk sports and talk current events and just whatever, it's a good time. And it doesn't really feel like work, so that makes it better. It's something I really, like, enjoy doing. And just being in the spotlight with him and him giving me the opportunity is just a blessing, and I'm just trying to take it to as far as I can.
That's awesome. Now, you said you're retired from the NFL, but according to your Wikipedia page, you are a free agent. So if a couple guys go down in that Eagles-Raiders game, just start running up and down the sideline, bring a jersey to the game, see what happens.
Imagine. I would need to train for a little while to get back into that. I don't think my body's ready for that.
Sounds like a groin injury.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, just at the very least.
Just waiting to happen. You see what happened to Richard Sherman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he was keeping in pretty good shape.
It's even the best athletes, though. It's just like, hey, like, the NFL players, everyone is world-class athletes at the end of the day. Like, they put a lot of hours into their craft and getting their body right. And it's something where I would never put myself in jeopardy right now.
You seem like you're in a comfortable spot. Yeah,
you're sitting on a 12-teamer that's about to hit.
Right.
Like, no need to get hurt.
It's all the rush you need. It is funny because podcasting is the complete opposite of the NFL when it comes to the physicality. You basically just sit in front of a screen, sit in a chair, drink, you know, have a couple of beers and relax.
It's funny now for me when I'm watching games, I look and I'm just like, I cringe at some of the hits. I'm like, Jesus.
What was I thinking?
Like, these guys are like really hitting, especially in the trenches where I used to be. It's just like, those guys are getting after it, play after play, hour plus for every game.
Yeah, no, it's insane. I mean, even just as a fan, watching it, and you just realize, like, these guys are putting their bodies on the line. Now, obviously, you were in the league for a while. Do you use any of that information, maybe guys you know? Do you ever factor that in? Like, in that 12-team parlay, are you ever thinking, oh, man, you know, I know that guy from back in the day. He's probably going to be out the night before. Do you ever factor any of that in?
I'm starting to learn. You gotta listen to Vegas sometimes. I feel like it's just one of those things that Vegas just know. Like they just know, and it bothers me because I played, and everyone always talks about like, yo, can guys throw games? Like, and essentially, like, yeah, but it's so hard. And when you see Vegas just like get stuff right all the time, you're just like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
Well, when you were playing, like, how much awareness was there to the spread? Like, if you guys were like a touchdown underdog, was that something that was used for the bulletin boards?
So I'm not gonna lie, like, when I was in the league, I never paid attention to betting, but when I got to Canada, I did. And it's like, I don't think guys like on the team, they don't ever, I don't think anyone ever pays attention to that, or they're not vocal or about it. But it's just something that you hear about it later. I mean, the Scott Van Pelt, the Bad Beats made that.
Yeah.
It's made it kind of popular to be like, to realize like, oh damn, like we did do that. Like, oh look, we got that fumble recovery and ran a touchdown the last play of the game. We fucked all these people over.
Yeah. I know about that firsthand. And I always just want to find some of the athletes. One in particular.
Here we go.
Now I won't bore Nate with the entire story, but I had a crazy DFS lineup. I was in first place. I was sitting on $1 million. And again, shout out, it was the 2017 Eagles opening day against the Redskins. I had Ertz going. I had Carson Wentz. I had the Eagles defense. I also had Tariq Cohen, and he went off catching a ton of passes. I was sitting on $1 million, and then I have to sweat through all the afternoon games. I'm watching them. And Scott Tolzien, again, guy who just played like five games in the NFL, throws a pick six to the Rams. And then the guy behind second creeps up to me. He's only behind 1 point. And then Scott Tolzien throws another pick six.
My God.
It's one of the few times it's ever happened in NFL history where a guy throws two pick sixes. So I went from winning 1 million to 200,000, ended up winning the 200,000. So I can't be that mad, but I still, see Scott Tolzien, I want to be like, can I get a little action on that 800K? I don't want the whole thing, but maybe just at least buy me some beers.
Yeah, guys, definitely, when you play in the NFL, we do not give a shit about that. Probably laugh at you. Probably be like, you shouldn't have bet. Like, be happy with the money you made.
Well, and now he's a member of the, he's on the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff, the nemesis of the Eagles, and they're playing really good. So this guy is, If anyone knows Scott Tolzien, tell him to email me. We got to figure this out.
Just taking a quick break to tell you about Keeps. That's right. You want to hang on to your hair? Of course you do. Losing your hair sucks, let's be honest. And that's why Keeps is here to help out. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. You know, I'm all about it. You got to hang on to that hair. Don't want to lose it. Hang on to what you got. Keeps. Oh, man. Very convenient virtual doctor consultation, medication delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave home. To hang on to your hair doesn't get better than that. Discreet packaging and proven results. The best part is Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is key, so make sure you get started today. 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. Make sure you just go to keeps.com/SGP and you go there. You receive your first month of treatment for free. That's right. Keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. Keeps.com/SGP. And now back to the action.
So you're doing the game on Sunday. Any other big plans while you're out here in Las Vegas?
I don't think so. I think we had a lot of aspirations for today.
Yeah.
We went kind of hard last night. I got to see Marshmello live, which was really, really cool. And had a great time, but I think we were planning on going to the pool and doing all this stuff. But I got up early, had to do my stuff for my thrifting. And
that was one thing he was definitely going to do in Las Vegas, get the thrift store in.
I had to. And, I'm starting to think about maybe after this, getting another nap in before dinner.
The key to Vegas is not making plans because that happens. You realize that like you're not going to do maybe dinner plans, but you're not going to do anything else. You're just going to be tired.
Yeah, I think it's hit or miss on how the jet lag and how you adjust to the time.
And then the alcohol.
I think if I take another little nap, I'll be good for now until whenever we leave.
Yeah. Load up on a nap. and you'll be good to go. Yeah, it is funny. When you go to Las Vegas and people go, oh, so what's the itinerary? First off, don't have an itinerary because everything gets moved and it's like, oh, we're over here and then you're over there. I don't know how people did Vegas pre-cell phones. Because it was just like, oh, you hope to meet your buddy somewhere? Like, how would it happen?
Oh, my goodness. Like, meet me here. Like, yeah. You would have to have extreme patience. Because this thing about waiting more than 5 or 10 minutes for someone.
Oh, like, yeah.
And not being able to text them. That
so-and-so didn't show up last night. When do we worry? If he's not back by breakfast.
Yeah, then we'll start. And Kramer from, you know, us hanging out in Vegas for years, I'll be like, yo, come over here. We're meeting here. Where are you? And then just not getting anything. And then I just go over to like the high limit blackjack table. He's playing two hands by himself. They're like, oh, sorry. They don't allow phones at the table.
Yep,
like, that's all right. That's where, you know, I know where he's going to be. They're there or the dice table getting it in.
You know, you gotta take care of business.
Gotta take care of business. Well, Nate, appreciate you coming on the podcast. That was it was a lot of fun to have you on. I'm sure if you ever want to call in while we're back in LA, I'd love to have you back.
Yeah, for sure. And if I'm ever in LA, I'll hit you guys.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'd love to check out
we got a studio in LA. We have 8 screens. Okay. Again, all the money we made, we just put into TVs.
Nice.
And we call it God's Eye because it can see everything.
Oh,
every game.
Every game.
You want to bet on some of that weird Russian tennis you were getting into? We got it. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you follow Nate on Twitter, BigN98. And of course, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Green Light Podcast, part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Sports Gambling Podcast. And for the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Sorry, Nate. Go Hokies.
Kramer, let it ride.